Hey, hey, what's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. Just trying to figure out if I have the balls to follow through with this episode. If you don't know, now you know. I picked up a few bar shifts. I work 3 nights a week bartending again after 7 years of working from home. I knew with all six kids here for the summer, I was losing my shit. Like, I needed to do something different. So I went ahead and started working outside of home. So yeah, it's been interesting. And by interesting, I mean, first of all, 1000%, I fucking love it. I love the opportunity to get outside of this house, to get outside of my thoughts, to just like not be staring at a computer screen. And as much as I love coaching, all of my clients are far away. So everything we do is via Zoom. And it's just not the same energy as person to person. So I just want to make the disclaimer that 1000% I'm having a great fucking time and I love this. I love it. Like, I'm loving it. But it is so it is funny to be back with the level of awareness and maturity that I've come across in the past 7 years, just like working with people, self-discovery, self-healing, my perspective has definitely changed and I see things different now. I see me in a little bit of everybody, or I guess I see a little bit of me in everybody. So, yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. But it is also entertaining because people are so different and I was not I'm like so chill, okay? You guys, I just want to say that I'm so chill. And then I go out into the workforce and I realize like people are not chill. They freak out over the smallest things and like there is just this energy of seeing the wrong in everything. Like working with people in the food service industry is it's definitely entertaining. I'm walking on glass here because I'm like, fuck, I don't know. You know, I'm gonna talk shit. And when I talk shit, it's gonna be obvious. And I'm not trying to hurt feelings because I've been there. I was the person that would go to work and be like, oh my God, this isn't done. This isn't done. This isn't done. Y'all fucking suck. And I'm tired of your shit. Okay. But as a manager, I was, you know, I've managed before. I've run places. I've done the things. I just didn't tolerate the shit. Like, if you're not gonna do your job, go work somewhere else. And that was a very different time. Okay. I've not been in the food industry, in the people industry, in the public for 7 years. 7 years I've been working from home. Woo woo, network marketing bitches. Yes. So it's just different for me. It's different because now, you know, it's really hard to find help. So people are desperate, and people that work at these jobs know people are desperate. So they just come in, they do the bare minimum, and they leave. And you know, I work with someone who takes this very personal. Okay. Every shift, there's some drama going on. Every shift, there's frustration. Every shift is just like fuckery. Okay. And like, I'm just chill about it. I'm like, we're fine. Everything's fine. You're okay. I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but it's like every fucking day. And if you look, life leaves you clues, right? And so there's this little tornado environment of several people that are just like nothing's right, everything's wrong, everything's drama, and it's just consistent complaining, okay? Consistent complaining. Like, if you guys tuned in yesterday, you know I have that stupid cough. So it's like a dry cough. I feel great, everything's fine, just a dry cough. And that kind of caught me up right now. But it's just consistent, like noticing everything that's wrong and like fucking complaining all the time. If you are around people like this, you've got to get strong in your own energy, or you're going to get sucked in because I watch it. I watch it and it starts to spread like a little cancer, right? One person freaks out and then someone else freaks out. And it really takes a strong, solid, confident person to go in there and just be like, all right, we're fine. We're fine. You know, and even to the point of like, I used to be that. I used to be that when I was young, just like frazzled, like no one's doing their stuff. And I overapplied things. And even now, like sometimes I walk into the bar because I share it with other people. I only work 3 nights a week. So it's not technically my bar. And if you're a bartender, you know what this is like. It's like your bar, right? You like shit stocked. You like how it's set up. You set it up for yourself. You make the backups. You do the things. So many times I go in and it's just fuckery. And when I first started here, like that bothered me. I was like, what the hell? And then I had to check myself of like, why is this bothering me? It's fine if, if they don't want to do their stuff, that's great. I know how I like things. I do this for myself. I take pride in all the work I do. And that's how life should be. So if you're working with someone that is consistently always seeing the wrong in things, you're not going to change who they are. You're just not. And you're not going to help the situation by getting stressed out yourself. So it's just a matter of knowing that you know everything's okay. You know your shit is good. You know all the things. You do not have to explain yourself to anybody, not explain your actions, all the things. But sometimes just fucking drama is drama, right? I saw that TikTok a while back, that viral sound that was like, "Am I the drama?" And I just kept saying that to myself over and over. Like, this bitch has to realize, like, she kind of is the drama. She's the drama. If she's not there, there's no other issues. And then the minute the energy shifts, like, there it is. And there everything is exactly the way she wants it. It's just a consistent, it's fucking miserable. And it's tough. It's tough because I know I was there. I was there. I didn't see the bright side in anything. I didn't see, the light at the end of the tunnel, the rainbow after the storm. I was just like, everything's fucked. No one does shit. And I was just angry all the time. I hated what I was doing. And this says a lot, not just for the work environment, but who you are as a person. Okay. Perspective is fucking everything. Listen, bitch. Perspective is everything. Everything. My husband and I could work the same exact job, and I promise our perspectives would be different. It would be different. He would find all the reasons he hates it and why he doesn't love it. And I would find all the reasons to just fucking, this is chill. This is great. This is cool. I've got this. We're just different people. And that's what makes the world go round. But I've learned that whatever his perspective is, I don't take that personal. And you have to do this in your work environment. So if you're working with someone that is completely negative, it's just a matter of looking at them and realizing like they're not a happy person. They're not a happy person. No matter where they are, I promise they're complaining. They're the people that are bitching about all the other places. They're judging all the other situations. They're just not happy people. So you can't take this personal. You can't work with someone. And I see young kids coming in, like working this job just for the summer, all the things, and they're taking shit personal. They're like, oh my gosh, so and so was just like so upset. And I'm like, it's not you, babe. It's not you. If you know you're doing your shit, you feel good about your stuff, you're taking pride in your work, you're doing really good. You're doing a good job. You're doing a great fucking job. So, anyway, that's my rant today. It is fucking perspective. It is perspective. And I want you to ask yourself, like, am I the drama? I want that to be today's question. Are you noticing the negative shit in everything? Are you noticing, the irritating shit in other people? Are you noticing the lack of what other people are doing? Because this says a lot about who you are and your lack of joy and happiness. You start seeing the bad things in everything instead of like intentionally focusing on the good. And my thing is, now that I'm working in the public with a little more maturity, a little more healing, nowhere near I need, nowhere, I'm not where I need to be. Okay. That's, I don't ever sugarcoat that. I'm a hot fucking mess. My shit's still full of fuckery. But I can see that I get to choose my perspective. I get to say this is going to be a fucking great day, and then nothing's going to affect that. Nothing. Not even the fact, I had a $100 tab and I made $5 on that. If you know the industry, you know that is bullshit, but it didn't affect my energy. Just like fuck it. Like that's karma's a bitch and you get out what you put out, right? That's how it kind of works. But yeah, ask yourself, am I the drama? Because maybe you are, bitch. And if that's the case, you just need to do a mental reset, do a little bit of healing, try to ask yourself, why does this bother me so much? Why? Why? And this is so relatable to me because I used to be her. I used to be her coming in just pissed off, Being a manager, I would fire people all the time. It was a different time. It was a time where you could fire people and not be stuck. I mean, literally, the place I'm working at is so short-staffed. We didn't even open until 5 o'clock today, because after five, because we didn't have cooks, right? So it's a different fucking time. COVID kind of fucked up everything, and I'm not sure how people are paying their bills or feeding their faces, but the workforce has changed significantly. People just aren't available. So it's fucking bizarre. But outside of that, I just want to say I had some incredible Zooms this morning. Juggling all the balls in the air, Brandon Lynette's really fucking good at that. I had some really great Zooms and I'm very excited. I got to talk with this woman who she is a publisher, actually, and she reached out and asked me if I was available for a podcast interview, where we could talk about the publishing industry, my experience, and all the things. I did not let her give me the questions, so I can't tell you guys exactly what we're covering. I feel like I'm just better on the fly. Like, don't set me up with what we're talking about. Just let authentic Brendan come out, whether we trust that or not. As long as you put that there's going to be explicit content, because I'm going to say, listen, bitch, and I'm going to say, fuck that, and I'm going to say it was bullshit. That's what comes out of my mouth. But it's going to be a great fucking time. So you guys stay tuned for that. I'll share it on my website. I'm excited for Microdosing Monday. I know you guys are loving those episodes. Shantae would, she gives me so much feedback, you guys. I prop her up. She's getting my notebook and pen set because she's just fucking fire with the subscription, the sharing, the feedback, all the things. But anyway, that has been like a great episode. Every, Microdose Monday has got a lot of listeners. So I'm excited to do that. I did find out some new information tonight. I met some people that clued me in on a bunch of things, and I want to talk about that Monday. So make sure that after this long ass weekend, you're back to the real world where you're getting 2 days off, bitch. But yeah, Monday morning, I'm very excited for that. But you guys survived hump day. We are closer to the ending of the week. And I'm fucking excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about tomorrow's episode. We're gonna talk a little bit about now. My headphones are dying, so I hope this is still working. But I want to talk about your expensive ass hobby. I did see a great post that's going around about anti-MLM. There was like a whole live in one of the groups I'm in about how you have to find these anti-MLM hashtag posts and block these people. And I thought that was super interesting. So I want to talk about both perspectives because I can see it both ways. As someone who has launched her own business and is still currently working in network marketing, I've got a perspective on both, and it's going to be interesting because I don't lie to you guys. I'm straight up with, no bullshit here. So you're getting my wholehearted, full opinion on what I think of the space and what it has done. But yeah, I'm super excited. So have a great day, bitch. I love you. Happy fucking Thursday, and thanks for tuning in.